Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart. It is Tuesday night, the 17th of June, would you believe? So welcome along to Sid Valley Radio. And our first musical birthday tonight, a gentleman by the name of Cliff Gallup. Now, many of you will never have heard of the gentleman. I certainly hadn't until his name cropped up in the birthday list for today. He was born 1930, sadly passed away in 1988. But he was the guitarist with Gene Vincent in his group, the Blue Caps. And why I mention all this? Because The Girl Can't Help It was the first pop film I ever saw. Way back, I think I'd be about 9 or 10 year old, something like that, way back in the 50s. And it was a brilliant film. All in colour, not much of a storyline to it, because really it's just, I think, made to play some good music from Eddie Cochran to Gene Vincent, Little Richard, Fats Domino and so on. Here's Gene Vincent with the Blue Caps and Bebopalula.
She's my baby, Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby, Bebopalula, she's my baby, Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby, Bebopalula, she's my baby, Bebopalula, my baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the team. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock!
She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, 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 more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula,
she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Gene Vincent, along with his Blue Caps and Bebopalula. Oh, that does certainly bring back many memories. And as I say, the film was called The Girl Can't Help It. I'm sure you can probably look it up on the internet or YouTube or one of these sites and have a look through it. Brilliant. Now, our next musical birthday. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce his surname. Norman Kulijs, I think. Born 1942. He was the drummer with the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better, cause I'm over you. I've learned my lesson, it left a scar. And now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
gentle and true. I left a girl for someone like you. I beg her forgiveness on bended knee, but I wouldn't blame her if she said to me, you're no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good. I'm gonna say it again, it's no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good.
Swinging Blue Jeans, of course, started off with the Hippie Hippie Shake, and most people will remember them for that song. However, that was You're No Good with the Swinging Blue Jeans. Now, a gentleman, and all his fans will, I'm sure, know it's his birthday today, born in 1943, we're talking Barry Manilow, and here he is singing Mandy.
Face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. Shaking, and I need you today, oh man.
Barry Manilow, celebrating his birthday today. And as I say, I'm sure every fan of his knows it's his birthday today. But what an artist, what a performer, Barry Manilow. And that was Mandy, of course. A brilliant song. Now, Chris Spedding, he had a hit, which I'm going to play in a second. But then he turned his attention really to being session guitarist, touring guitarist, and especially with Brian Ferry. And wonderful video on YouTube of Let's Work Together with Brian Ferry. And the girl who does the saxophone, absolutely amazing. Anyway, we're talking Chris Spedding. So he had a solo hit called Motorbiking.
Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go, gotta go, motorbike riding. Listen to me and I'll tell you no lie. Too fast to live, too young to die. I bought a new machine today and say, it take your breath away.
Motorbiking, I'm motorbiking. Motorcycling,
moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning.
Baby, won't you come with me? I'll take you where you wanna be. She's riding up back. Are we doing about 95? Whoa, so good to be alive.
Motorbiking, 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 motorcycling.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning.
If you gotta go, go, gotta go.
We go
motorbiking. Motorbiking.
Woo,
we're motorcycling.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a
streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go, gotta go motorbike riding.
Motorbiking. We go motorbiking.
Chris Spedding. And motorbiking, yes. Not that I once went on a motor scooter. Oh my goodness me, that frightened me to death and put me off motorbikes and motor scooters for a lifetime. Much prefer four wheels, sat on a comfy seat and a steering wheel in front of you. However, motorcyclists would, I'm sure, say, oh, no, 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 being on two wheels, brilliant. Now, our next and last musical birthday today, there's not many tonight again, 1957. A gentleman by the name of Philip Chevron, Irish musician. Well, he played with the Pogues. So how about this one, A Rainy Night in Soho?
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. smile, it's your funny little way. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. All your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. I'd wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first times. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a lot I hold before me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams.
Pogues, the tale of a rainy night in Soho. Well, I can't comment on that. I think any time I visited London, I don't think it ever rained, I have to say. Maybe I was just lucky. Every time I had a visit, then it was sunny, then dry in the evenings. However, moving on, I'd say that was our last musical birthday. So staying in Ireland, Ronan Keating and The Long Goodbye.
Love song. Guess I'm never coming back again.
Oh, Ronan, the long goodbye. Well, I have to say I'll be back on Thursday, so there's no getting rid of me that easily. And now we move on. How about some Alvin Stardust and My Cuckoo?
Sweetness, I like your dress. glorious. I love my cougar. I want you so, Jesus. I really do.
Times are lonely times. When you're gone, I'm starting to cry. But you know that you're on my mind. Oh, honey, be my cougar too. Do, 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 you love me too. Will I smile or will I be blue? In my man, I'm hung up on you. Oh, honey, be my cougar too.
Alvin Stardust, My Cuckoo. Now, taking us to the look at tomorrow's front pages, we have Cat Stevens asking the question, where do the children play? That is a very good question. Have we got any answers?
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass, for your lorry loads pumping petrol gas. And you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Scrapers fill the air, but will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? Changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- asking the question, where do the children play? Well, I don't think there's a real answer available off the top of my head. So let's have a look at the front pages for the 18th of June, as I have been sent them. So we start with the Daily Mirror. Top of the page, a reminder that Royal Ascot has started. But anyway, moving on. Grooming a victim's plea. Speak up for justice. Survivors urge to come forward to destroy vile abuse gangs once and for all. The Daily Mail. US poised to join Iran war. Trump sends jets and demands regime's unconditional surrender. He knows where the Ayatollah is, but won't kill him for now. The Times. Excuse me. Channel migrant crisis deepens as French hand out life jackets. Trump, we won't kill the Ayatollah for now, and no more prosecutions for late abortions. That's something that went through Parliament today. The iDaily, Trump threatens supreme leader of Iran, but won't kill him for now. The Guardian, Trump demands unconditional surrender by Iran as tensions rise. Minister to criticise Tory waste over HS2 and abortion no longer a criminal matter. The Telegraph, Trump poised to join war on Iran. Starmer delays HS2 after £37 billion of failure. The Express, grooming gangs, one of the biggest scandals ever. What's next? The Metro. 33 degrees heat wave in flaming June. Health warnings as temperatures are set to soar. And lastly, the Financial Times. Trump calls for Iran's surrender and leaves way open to US role in conflict. Reeves signals NATO defence spending target will be pushed to after election. Well, you have to buy the paper if you want to read more about any of these headlines. Anyway, that's the front pages for tomorrow's papers. Here's Blondie. Blondie, Union City Blue, one of my most favourite of Blondie tracks. Now, let's have who we have now. Bruce Springsteen. He's singing about my hometown. No, not mine, his. What's the time? 22 minutes to midnight.
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper for my old man. Sit on his lap, that big old Buick steer as we drove through town. Tassel my hair, say something good. Look around, this is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. In 65, tension was running high at my. A lot of fights between the black and white. There was nothing you could do. Two cars at a light on a Saturday night. In the backseat there was a gun. Words are past, shotgun blast. Trouble times they come in my hometown. Our main streets, whitewashed windows and vacant stores. Seems like there ain't nobody wants to come down here no more. They're closing down the textile mill across the railroad tracks. Foreman says these jobs are going, boys, and they coming back to your hometown, to your hometown, to your hometown, to your hometown. Last night me and Kay, we laid in.
Oh my goodness me. I wish I could write a song about Edinburgh like that. It'd be a massive hit. Not that I could sing. Oh no, you wouldn't want that on anyone. Oh dear, that'd be sheer torture. Anyway, moving on. How about the Bee Gees? They could certainly sing, and this is one of their best songs ever.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how, my love. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Bee Gees, words. How very true. How very, very true that is. Now, taking us up to looking at tomorrow's weather. Oh, more sunshine and a higher temperature still. Here are Justin Hayward, John Lodge, I Dreamed Last Night.
Left me no choice. Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Let's have a look at the weather for the 18th of June. Yes, Wednesday, that's tomorrow. 24 degrees high, sunny all day. Overnight temperature tomorrow night is 13 degrees. Tonight it's meant to be 11 overnight. Oh my goodness me. And looking ahead, Thursday 23, Friday 23, Saturday 24, and Sunday, oh my goodness me, sunshine. Is this going to be our summer? Is that it? Once June's been and gone. Anyway, sunrise tomorrow morning is at 4:59. Sunset tomorrow evening, 29 minutes past 9. So we have to make the most of the weather while it's here. What a wonderful world. Here's Eva Cassidy, Katie Melua.
Red roses too, I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. Shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. thank you.
River Cassidy and Katie Melua, and What a Wonderful World, of course, big hit for Louis Armstrong. Let's look at what's happening on Sid Valley tomorrow morning. Bob's here from 9, a replay of Huggy at 12, John Borrett at 1, and then a replay of my Saturday morning show when we looked at the charts of 1970. That's at 4 o'clock. Tim Stevens at 6, Anthony with the jazz at 8, and then Steve and Barry with a repeat of the folk show at 10 o'clock. That's what's happening on Sid Valley tomorrow morning and through the day. I shall be back on Thursday evening, of course, with the Country Bunker. We are playing out with the Kiki D and a song called Loving and Free. Thank you so much indeed for listening to the show. You all take care of yourselves. I look forward to being back Thursday evening with the Country Bunker. Oh, and by the way, stop that. Someone in Ireland had the winning ticket for the Euro Millions jackpot, and it came to £213,650,000. Convert that to euros, you'll work it out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. It just wasn't me. Never mind. Another time, maybe. Kiki D. See you Thursday for the Country Bunker at 6 o'clock. Bye-bye for now.
So that I can see, I will untangle myself. Everything will be. For the first time, so clear in my mind, wise to the feeling, I gently unwind. Doesn't fade away. Sadness is sweet when you're gone.